98.1 KZE. It is Friends Day once again, brought to you by The Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, where we bring you live local music from here in the Red Hook Studios. I am very excited to welcome an artist whose music you've been hearing on KZE for many years. He's got a new album out now called Nothing Land, and you can see him tomorrow at a summer session for O Positive. That's tomorrow evening, and he and I will explain to you where it is after the first song. Please welcome to the KZE studio, Chris Maxwell.
All right, I'll do this song. It's the first song off my record. In the land of nothing, nothing has to do. The silence is deafening, some things you get used to. Nothing has a way of creeping up from behind and whispering sweet nothings, playing tricks on your mind. In this forgotten garden, nothing ever grows. Beauty's lost its way, and there's blood upon the rose. The land of nothing has the most spectacular view. The sun is always setting on a mountain of nothing new. America, America, you got something on your mind. Dig down deep inside and tell us what you find. Oh, Susanna, I'm holding something in my hands. Keys to the bus to drive us all out of nothing land. And nothing is a virus. Where it comes from, no one's sure. The greatest minds have not a clue, and no one has a cure. The hand of nothing wakes you and leaves questions on your mind, and leaves you staring at the screen as if there's something there to find. Now it all seems like we made her over in the fields we planted rye, but it's come up clover. Nothing is the color you'd expect nothing to be, and blue rainbows in a blue sky, nothing there to see. Nothing blowing in the wind, nothing in the window. Nothing you haven't seen before, don't already know. Oh, Susanna, don't call it what it's not. You gotta shine, shine a little light. Take a look at what you bought. And nothing causes fear like the fear of growing old. Nothing keeps us alive like pretending we're in control. America, America, you got something on your mind. Dig down deep inside and tell us what you find. Oh, Susanna, don't call it what it's not. You gotta shine, shine a little light. Take a look at. I'm holding something in my hands. Keys to the bus to drive us all out of nothing land. Out of nothing land.
98.1 KZE. Chris Maxwell is my guest in the studio. That was the title track off the latest release called Nothing Land. Chris, it is wonderful to see you. It's been since your last release, which I think we just established was a decade ago.
Let's shave it down to like 9 years.
Yeah.
That makes me feel a little better.
Me too. How has your how's your life been? How's your music
been? It's been great. Yeah? Music's been fun. This is the, I've put out, you know, this is my third one since then.
Okay. I out of the loop for a while.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's been an amazing 10 years if you want to just look at this past 10 for all of us here in the Hudson Valley. It's just the way it's just taken off with so many things have been happening. So many incredible new artists have been moving up here. Venues, just everything. It's been great. And and I think O Positive was just, I mean, it was going at that point, because I remember playing in the alley, I think. The
Somewhere Alley?
Yeah. Behind what the old BSP was. Mm-hmm. But it was just getting started, and it's been kind of a great ride for them. So, and I'm going to be doing a show there tomorrow night. So.
Yeah, that's the show tomorrow. That's their first summer session. And it's you and John Burdick from Sweet Clementines.
Yeah, John Burdick from a lot of different things.
A lot of bands,
He's such a prolific guy. But yeah, Sweet Clementines for sure.
Yeah, that's a great bill.
It's a great bill. I know they threw... I think I'm still working off of a different decade because people book so far out ahead now. So I was like, oh, O Positive. I want to play O Positive. And, you know, it's not for a while. And mm-hmm. I thought, oh, but... They shut that down a long time ago, and they were like, "Oh, that's all booked." But we've got this new venue, and you know, do you have somebody you know you think would be fun to play with? And John and I, we constantly are coming to try to see each other play, and mm-hmm. a lot of times, you know, we have conflicts or whatever. And I thought this is a great way for us to get together.
The surest way is to be on a bill together,
to be on the same bill.
And this is so we were just trying to figure out where it is. It's 334 Wall Street in Uptown Kingston, and we're all pretty sure that that's what used to be Bapta Totem.
Yeah.
Which, if you live in the area, you know, if you've lived here for
Gotta
a while.
I love that name. Yeah. Just it's at the corner of Wall and Front.
Yeah, but go to opositivefestival.org for more detailed information. But that's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Chris Maxwell and John Burdick. And, of course, you've got this wonderful new album, Out Nothing Land, which, you know, I think I'm getting the idea from the song that you just played and from the beautiful photo on the cover here, kind of what may have inspired it. But do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure, yeah. It's funny because right as I left the house, I did that song and posted it and was talking, mentioning I was coming here to play for you guys. And I was thinking about it. And that was the song, I think for me, I don't know if this is true for other people, artists, but I always have to have a song that sort of like anchors the record a little bit. And mm-hmm. then and I kind of know I've got something I can kind of build off of. And that song was the song for me. And it was, I think the previous two records had been really focused on just my life a little bit, autobiographical stuff. Mm-hmm. I was digging in on a lot of different things that I wanted to dig in on. And this record, when I started writing the songs for it, the S show that we're in now. Good, right?
Dumpster fire.
Yes, the dumpster fire we're in now. It was coming into focus a little bit, just barely, but it was like...
Because this was 2024 that you put this out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but this, I'd been writing the songs for a few years. I think a lot of the material on the record kind of talks about a lot of different things that we were all kind of like, well, pandemic stuff was just like kind of on us. That song there was definitely kind of referring to some of that feeling, you know.
Yeah. Adam looks like he's got something to say.
Oh, yeah, I just snuck in here. Thanks, MK. I have a question about you mentioned that, you know, the prior two albums were more introspective, possibly. This one's extrospective, I guess. Was that a conscious decision on your part, or did you just find that you had new things that were ruminating?
Option B. Yeah, it was more. I wanted to get away from that, and I covered some stuff that I had wanted to cover. I'd taken a break. I'd been a songwriter since I was a kid, and then I put out a couple of records with bands, and one in Arkansas, then one in New York City, and then I became more of a producer, composer person, and I kind of got away from my own songwriting for a while, and then my things changed at some point, and my son was born, and I think a few things changed, and I wanted to get back to just writing songs for myself, and that was 2015 or whatever was Arkansas summer, and I didn't say everything I wanted to say with that. So the next record, New Store Number Two, which that song was, New Store Number Two is a song that was kind of based around my grandfather's store. I grew up in Marlton, Arkansas, for several years, Marlton, Arkansas. And, but yeah, so once we got out of that, once that was done, I think I said before we got started, I said, you know, suddenly there was a lot of stuff, other stuff I could write about. Mm-hmm. And it was, that stuff was the stuff that was forefront in my brain.
Yeah. Chris Maxwell is my guest, if you're just joining us, talking about the new album, Nothing Land. And this is a beautiful photo on the cover of the album. Did you take this?
Yeah, it's in Mayflower, Arkansas, where my mother lives. And I pass that every time I go to see her. So, and that sign there, the one nation under God sign, is, it just gets more and more decrepit. Mm-hmm. It's a little metaphorical way. It's so banged up, and the flag that's hanging on it, gets more and more tattered, and it's sort of actually.
And to describe it for the listeners who haven't seen it, it's a beautiful black and white photo with this sign at the end of a dock. In the middle of this pond that's very like overgrown with weeds and lily pads, and kind of surrounded by sort of barren looking landscape and a big empty sky. And it's very evocative.
I was trying to figure out something, 'cause I knew Nothing Land was good with the title, but I couldn't find a photograph. And then that was just on my phone. It's kind of crazy you can do that now.
It's a great album.
I thought it would be. Yeah. I thought when they blew it up, Mark Lerner, who's worked on my album covers and stuff with me, I thought when he blew it up, it wasn't going to look right, but it looks great.
So. Yeah, I've always thought that your albums were very, like, the art was very much in line with the sound of them, and that there was kind of a beautiful visual component to them.
Yes, music's grayscale.
That's what I meant.
It helps.
But yeah, no, I mean, this just, it feels like a Chris Maxwell record. What can I say?
Oh, thanks. Yeah. That's really sweet of you.
Yeah. Well, it's lovely to see you, by the way.
Yeah, lovely to see you.
If you're just joining us, once again, Chris Maxwell is my guest, and you can see him tomorrow night at 333 Wall Street in Uptown, 334 Wall Street, excuse me, in Uptown Kingston, opositivefestival.org. It's an O Positive summer session with Chris and John Burdick. And are you going to be playing just stuff off the new record, or?
I'll probably play a few things from previous records, previous two records. So, those would be a few things going on. I'm playing with a funny drum machine too.
I was gonna ask, so just solo with a drum machine?
It's gonna be solo with this goofy 1970s drum machine. And I think John's got a little more planned for his set, but it's a small space. So
yeah,
I would say get there if you're gonna come. Get there. Early side. I think it only holds like 50 people there.
Okay.
So
it's a suggested donation situation too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's nice. Cool. Would you perhaps grace us with another song?
Sure. Yes, I would do that. I think I'll do this song. Wish I could see it coming. Exactly when the rain would fall, but the clouds keep a secret. No one knows where they keep it. The unexpected drenches us all.
wish I had a feeling, a tingle or an itch. Maybe I could get ready for what's ahead of me. One note to get my pitch, like a punch in the face that you have to embrace. We are all tossed into the wind, and the poor simple heart is guessing from the start at how the whole thing will end. I wish I knew what she was thinking, could read what's on her mind. Yes, if love was a book, I'd skip ahead and take a look and see what I could find. Find around the corner, behind the curtain, take a peek. But I can't get inside her head. No, love cannot be read. It's a gust that blows you off your feet. Oh, like a punch in the face that you have to embrace. We were all tossed into the wind, and the poor simple heart is guessing from the start at how the whole thing will end. I hear the bells outside ringing. I wish I knew what they were ringing for. Simply give in, get pushed by the wind, playing melodies never heard before. Wish I could see it coming, and know exactly when the rain would fall. But the clouds keep a secret, no one knows where they keep it. The unexpected trenches are sore, like a punch in the face that you have to embrace. We are all tossed into the guessing from the start at how the whole thing will end.
Ninety-eight KZE, it's Friends Day with Chris Maxwell in the studio. You can see his new album, hear his new album now, called Nothing Land, and see him tomorrow night at 334 Wall Street, which we're pretty sure is what used to be Bop to Totem on the corner of Wall and North Front there.
With that.
Along with John Burdick. Chris, this has been so nice. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and where can we go to buy your music and follow your shows?
You know, all of our wonderful record stores are carrying it right now.
Great.
Kingston at Rocket Number 9 and Rhino and Lawn over in Woodstock and Woodstock Music Shop. So it's around. Yeah, I'll have some
Spikes
tomorrow.
In Catskill.
Oh, yes, and Spikes too, yeah.
All right, got to throw it out.
Absolutely, we love Spike, yeah.
Yeah.
And if I can actually remember to bring them, I'll have them at the show. That's one of my Achilles heels. But
if not, you can run down to Rocket Number 9 and buy one.
Yes, that's right down around the corner.
Well, Chris, we'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot.
We got your community bulletin board now. Joseph Arthur on the way on KZE.